The city of Galesburg is reworking one of its major streets. Fremont Street will go from 4 lanes to 3 lanes for traffic and 2 lanes for bikes. The project is getting mixed reviews from residents. Tri-State's Public Radio's Courtney Hill reports.
Construction is underway on Fremont Street from Henderson to Seminary. The project will adopt what is called a complete street design. It includes adding bike lanes on each side, which will also provide a buffer for sidewalks. It will have 2 lanes of traffic with a center turn lane instead of 2 lanes of traffic in each direction. Jenny Cricket is with the Knox County Health Department. She says the new layout would be safer for everyone using Fremont.
Not just for pedestrians and cyclists, but also for motorists. The speed limit down Fremont down there is 30 miles per hour. But if you ever drive down that road with the 4 lanes, you would know that people do not stick to the 30 miles per hour.
Cricket also says safer pedestrian and bicycle options will make it easier for residents to choose healthier forms of transportation. But not everyone shares the health department's point of view. Penny Keith works at Western Illinois Managed Home Services. Her office looks out over the corner of Fremont and Henderson. She says the road work is a bad idea.
I do not think it is going to be safe for anyone that would be riding a bicycle, possibly someone being injured or actually a fatality. The street actually isn't even wide enough, and we see a lot of accidents out here on Fremont. We just don't think that it would be safe having a bicycle lane.
There are some organizations that see both sides of the debate. Weston Oxley is the director of student ministries at Bethel Baptist Church on Fremont.
It'll have some positives and negatives. On the negative side, during our high traffic times when services are starting or getting out, it'll make it especially hard. We have our one main entrance where people come and go. Especially turning left is going to be a nightmare. So I think those things will be tough. On the positive side, I work with the students here at the church, and I've got young kids who live just off of Fremont here where we live, and kids who are walking to and from our Wednesday night services, or we even have some kids who walk here on Sunday mornings, those type of things, always makes us nervous. The cars go much faster here. There's not much buffer space between the sidewalk and the lane of traffic, and so having that extra bike lane, I know will, for me, for my kids, make me feel a lot safer, and watching my students who come on Wednesday nights make me feel a lot better too.
Like other residents and businesses along Fremont Street, Oxley is looking at the parts of the project that will have the largest impact on his group. But Galesburg City Engineer Wayne Carl says it's important to look at the total picture.
I want people to know that we were resurfacing the roadway anyway. We're not doing this project to add bike lanes. We're resurfacing the roadway, and when we look at the resurfacing, we look at handicap ramps, which we're doing, we're required to do. We also are trying to look at pedestrians and bicyclists and see what we can do to make it safer for everyone.
Carl says he understands that some people are skeptical. He also predicts much greater acceptance of the road when it's finished.
Sometimes change can be difficult. People visualize and, you know, thinking it's going to be a traffic jam, and that absolutely won't be the case up here.
Carl says if Galesburg residents want a preview of what traffic will look like on Fremont, they only need to go down a couple streets to Losey, which has had a similar design for years. The project is scheduled to be complete at the end of August. I'm Courtney Hill, Tri-State's Public Radio News.